interpolate between those two, but you'll see where we have actually used your numbers earlier rather than try to develop any new numbers.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Robert. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's Jim Rogers again. I'm unsure, Mr. Chair, about the combining of the B licenses into the A licenses was proposed, and the changes in plans. Was Agnico Eagle recommending that the board maintain the existing approvals under the B license until that time where the other plans and conditions are implemented, or would there be a time span within there where there would be no plans approved? We were unsure how, through the presentation. Example would be contingency plans that would be rolled up, but in the meantime, you've got 6 months waiting for a new plan. The B plans would be in place, I assume, or I'm not sure.
Thank you. Applicant.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. It would be our intent that the existing plans would remain in force until they were replaced with a better plan. Obviously, it would be very imprudent to ever move forward without having contingency plans in place, emergency plans in place, and so it would be our position that those plans would stay there to protect all parties and to protect ourselves during that interim phase.
Thank you. Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's Jim Rogers again. So I assume that the Agnico Eagle is asking that that's a term and condition within the license, that all those plans would remain in place and active until they're replaced by additional plans.
Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. Yes, that would be acceptable to the company, that would make logical sense that it be set up that way.
Thank you. Any more questions from INAP?
Mr. Nadler. Mr. Chair, it's Michael Nadler. It's just another question relating to the ramp-up of security, Mr. Chair. The slide relating to security, Meadowbank Type A Water License Application Part C, conditions applying to security. The first bullet in that slide lays out a series of payments ramping up over a period of years. I guess our basic question on this slide is whether the proponent is proposing an incremental payment of security or whether they are proposing paying one full security. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. It was our intent that what we would see would be a phase of the license would contain a series of payments, that the security deposit required would start at this number, the next year would go up by this number, and then go up by this number as the disturbance increased.
Thank you. Any more question from INAC?
No, we have no further questions on the presentation at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Chair and board members, and Agnico Eagle. Thank you.
Thank you, INAC. The next department would be Environment Canada. Well, Environment Canada, you may proceed with your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I'm not sworn in, I'm just going to keep my questions fairly general without much. Oh, it's Ann Wilson, sorry, without much discussion. The first question has to do with the incineration and the new incinerator. Would you be able to tell us what model and type of incinerator has been ordered in?
Thank you. When you speak, please face your toward me. Go ahead, applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have not placed an order yet, but we have put together our engineering consultant has put together a specification. That specification has been circulating the past week to make sure that it meets all the things we've been discussing, and Hatch are now finalizing that, and it should be going out for broad tender this coming week. We could provide to the board a copy of that draft specification. It will, you know, it's going to be going out publicly, so we could submit that to you if you would so like.
Thank you. Barman Cannon.
Thank you. If the board gets a copy of the specifications, Environment Canada would be happy to have a look at them and ensure that they would be appropriate. My next question was to do with incineration still and whether the sewage sludge needs to be incinerated or if it could be disposed of within the rock area.
Thank you. Applicant.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, just getting clarification. It's Larry Connell. It was our thought that during the construction phase that the incineration of sludge would be an appropriate means because of not having storage, although an alternative would be to store that and then put it within tailings later. But once we have an operational mine site, we should be able to then take those sludges and co-dispose with tailings as a more appropriate fashion than to incinerate, and that was the plan. Mr. Chairman, if possible, I have a copy of that that incinerator specification. I'll make sure that I get a copy to Ann Wilson today.
Thank you. Republicana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My last question on this is with regard to the disposal of the incinerator ash. Have there been any refinements in the plan for spreading it within the landfill, I believe was the latest I had heard?
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. No, we haven't refined that yet. The steps we have taken to date is we've just taken some samples. We've actually got them out for analysis right now. We don't have them back. And so we're trying to get a sense of even what we're dealing with right now. But we have not put together a standard operating procedure as to do it. Obviously, we want to do it in a manner where it doesn't become airborne immediately. It's got to be done in such a fashion where it can be contained, whether it be done just before being covered with rock. But I don't have a written procedure to that at this point in time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. I'm just moving on to the land farm facility, and the concern I have is with bird deterrents in case there is pooled or accumulated liquids. That wasn't mentioned, but I trust that will be in the land farm management.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. Yes, we acknowledge that when you've got oil, water, or someplace you do want to keep the birds out. What we envision there is a sump area that is covered with absorbent pads at all time so that we're minimizing that risk. And obviously we will have to keep an eye out, and we obviously don't want to allow any birds to roost in that area. But the primary focus would be to have the oil absorbent pads on the sump so that you don't have a large expanse and not an area where birds would want to come to.
Thank you. Bob McAdam.
Thank you. It's Ann Wilson again. I'm moving now on just to a quick question on turbidity of the proponent. Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to be really clear that the proponent differentiates between turbidity as a way to look at total suspended solids, because often it is used as an alternative measurement to gauge total suspended solids, to differentiate that from turbidity as a standard of concern on its own because of the effect it has on water clarity. I didn't get a sense of that from the presentation. Thanks.
Thank you. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. Yes, I think we understand that TSS is not, turbidity is not just a surrogate for TSS, that the turbidity itself is the very fine colloidal particles, and that there's an issue that needs to be protected of the aquatic environment that way. Our concern, and that's why we have said that it should be a monitored parameter. Our concern is that we just don't have enough information to be able to say to the board, if we set 10, yes, we can make 10, or if it has to be 15, we don't have that information, and none of us have that information.
Thank you. Barbara Cannon.
Ann Wilson again, thank you. And I won't put the proponent on the spot for this one entirely. It's to do with the nitrate limits that are proposed for end of pipe of 50. What would be helpful to me on this is to have a sense of what the most sensitive receiving environment organisms are. So maybe that's something the proponent could look up in the baseline work and bring back to us when it's our presentation. We'll be discussing this again. Would that be reasonable?